a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, you know, me and Australia Post.
Oh, no.
We have a checkered history, like they do with many people. Although, to be fair, remember I last week had a shipping order issue where on Friday I still hadn't heard that something had been shipped by a company that I had ordered on Monday. And I knew it. It was just because it had gone to the order had gone to a retail outlet, and some sort of turd was there. Like, I'll get to that. I'll get to that.
You can't and brush.
4 days later, they finally get off their ass, and instead of picking their nose and scrolling TikTok up behind the counter,
mate,
they put the thing I wanted in a box and got Australia Post to come pick it up. And would you know it, bloody Monday, ready to go, and in up the top of Jerringham Street there in one of those delivery boxes.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've used them yet.
But no.
24-hour access, and they give you the code. They email you the code. So then you just go, like, scan the barcode, punch the code in the little locker, goes, doink, and your box is there. Brilliant. Oh. Don't have to talk to anyone. Love
it. Yeah, nice.
So, I mean, look, swings and roundabouts. The Australia Post side of that experience was pretty good.
Yeah. Did that hurt saying?
No. No. Hey, mate, credit where credit's due.
Yeah.
And get ready, guys. I hope everyone's sitting down right now, because these guys are just, the future's here. Australia Post, oh my God. They are nailing it with this next innovation.
All right.
That they have just announced. Let me take you through it.
Yeah.
Right. You're not going to believe this. I don't even know if you are going to believe that this is going to be possible for them to do.
Okay.
Right? Unheard of.
Okay. Right. You put a bit too much on it, which makes me... Okay.
Well, I just think, guys, these guys, what they've done is they've spent sort of $20, $30 million getting a group of people together and brainstorming and just brainstorming the crap out of it and coming up with the best possible idea to service the Australian people.
Okay. It started off positive. I feel it's taken a passive turn.
Coming soon in metropolitan Melbourne, Sydney, and Brisbane, Australia Post will offer next day delivery services.
Hang on.
Next day. Will you believe it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Don't we have that already?
Yes.
Express Post?
That's what Express Post is supposed to be. It's next day delivery.
So are they just rebranding?
No.
It's not called Express anymore.
And do you know what?
It's called Next Day.
They're going to expand it to other cities in the coming months. So look out, Adelaide and Brisbane.
Next
day. Brisbane's already in it. Look out, Adelaide and Perth.
You can't next day to Perth. That's impossible.
Oh, yes. The move comes as customers demand the flexibility and reliability of next day delivery. Since bloody 1992.
Yeah, we've been doing it. Where have I been?
We've been listening to our customers and know they expect more certainty, simplicity and speed when ordering online.
Mm.
So, you know, the gold Express Post packages that say next day delivery.
Yeah.
Apparently that they Australia Post have been like, not really.
It means express. Really.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Oh, who
knows? It's up to you. It's open for interpretation.
Depends. So to get something express posted to Darwin still takes 8 or 9 days to get there. Because they put it on the back of a camel in Adelaide and they slap it on the butt and say,
don't
off
slap
you,
a camel
off
on
you
the
go,
ass,
mate. No, they love it. Camels love that gear.
Is there anything like, I'm just putting this in terms I understand. When I go to the dog beach, it says dogs off leash only between, you know, March and November, right?
Mm.
Is it Express Post only available
Monday to Friday,
August to October?
Yeah.
Is that it?
No, they haven't given us any more detail, and that's very Australia Post as well. They're just saying, hey, we're going to start delivering things the next day, which we've been promising to do for, 40 years now? I swear to God.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
What TV theme? What TV theme?
Where are you watching the series?
I think I might watch them at home.
Shush.
What TV theme?
But then, I mean, it's always nice to get out and about.
Shush. What TV theme?
See, the thing is, you don't have to tell us.
Shush. What TV theme?
Where to watch, because I think, regardless.
Shush. What TV theme?
There's going to be so many places to watch it.
What TV theme? That's pretty good, guys. I like that.
Well done.
It's the longest intro we've got, but it's the funnest game. Actually, sometimes it's the funnest game. What we do is play little bits of TV theme songs, and you guys have to guess what the TV theme is, what show that theme song comes from. Are you ready to go?
We are ready. Loggy's ready to display the fact that she knows every single TV show and every single theme, and I'll try my best.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that, is there?
I've just had to get my notes out to make sure that I know what the TV themes are as well, because that is important part of the game as the quiz master.
Righto, names are our buzzers, Log.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Best of three. Here we go. Question number one. What TV show is this?
Keep going. It's got a little western feel.
I'm going to say Loggy. I'm just going to guess. Is it Backroads?
No.
Is that what your show's called?
Yeah, I do love Backroads. Yeah. Heather Ewart, what a woman.
Never heard.
Okay, it's a newer TV show, and it's part of a canon, part of a franchise that you love, Log.
That I love?
Mm.
Go on, guess.
Narcos Mexico.
No, I got no idea.
It's The Mandalorian, guys.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet either.
I figured neither you would, but I thought there'd be people at home screaming at their radios in the car.
Yeah. Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
All right. No points for question number one.
Good start, Tommy.
Yes, I'm noticing a trend. It's going downhill already. What TV theme? Question number two.
Loggy. I know this because he plays it all the time. And it's okay when it's something niche that he likes.
Yes.
And he'll play the whole 3-minute intro. It's Gavin and Stacey.
Tell me tomorrow.
See?
Niche. What a show, what a tune.
See, and he'll tell us to shut up so he can play.
This is the most tiny niche show ever.
Shush, you're ruining it.
Stop!
Okay, that's enough. All right.
Very loud.
Okay. Was it? Sorry.
1-0.
I was excited.
I know.
I can't believe how much he has taken over your brain, the fact that you know that.
Mate, we're one person. Sorry, Tom, but it's true.
Are we?
You said bless the other day, so I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
So this is for the win for Log or for a type to take it to a tiebreaker. It's what TV theme? Tell us what show this is.
Loggy, come on.
Why don't yell at me to
come
say
on.
The
okay,
name
actually,
of the song?
Okay, it's me, but I'd like to have some more, please.
Stop dancing and I still don't know what the show is.
Okay, imagine me doing this though. Starring Tom Lewis. And...
is it Baywatch?
Lauren Tmuskis and a very baby-faced Brian Austin Green. Wow.
Beverly
such a baby.
Hills.
90210.
I've got to give that one to Loggy.
Wow, yeah.
Mainly for the hip gyrations. It's on the proviso that you don't do that again, please.
Yeah.
Can I own up to one thing?
Yeah.
Never seen an episode.
Okay.
Sure. Ever.
Well, I mean, you were a child when it was on, so that's fair. let's...
Oh,
I know, but your parents obviously were a bit like negligent in what they let you watch on television.
No, remember, because Kristen got a Jason Priestley 90,
right,
and I got one that just had a 90210 stamp on it.
I've tried to fix. Nowhere can I get. What was his name?
There's Jason Priestley and Luke Perry.
Luke Perry. I tried to get you a Luke Perry
Dylan.
90.
Dylan.
If anybody
Dylan
knows Brandon. Where I can get a Luke Perry 90. In adult size.
Oh, man.
Anyway, should we do just quickly question
four? Yeah, let's do it.
Question four. All right, what TV theme is this?
Loggy. Lingy, you suck. I can't play this game anymore.
You're ruining the game.
It's totally wild. Everyone knows.
You're ruining the game.
Can you imagine this going off in a rave?
There is a rave version.
Is it?
There's a remix version. I almost played that one. Rage Stacey. Again, what a woman. All right, you are ruining the game, Loggy, and it may not come back because if you get too dominant at it, this is the game that disappears the moment you start.
Yeah. You had to show off, didn't you?
Tom,
had to show off.
How can I help it when this guy is so...
I know.
What?
And if
what?
I could...
What's the word you're after? Moronic?
I said the word. I said it.
Hey.
Only cats could hear it.
If I... if I could change it so that he was the quiz master and I was competing against you.
Oh, teach me to press the buttons. Oh,
someone God. Still has to cut the audio, mate. There's a whole thing. There's a whole lot of work.
Good point.
That goes,
yeah, I'm not doing that.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We've been talking lineups of music festivals, or mainly you two have been talking, and I've sensed your excitement. Mm. What's the name of the music festival?
Good Things.
Good Things.
Been announced today.
Yes, yeah. We're very excited because some incredible bands have been announced as part of the lineup, including these guys. You want nostalgia, Limp Bizkit for you right there. How about Devo? They're celebrating 50 years as a band. It's their final tour, they reckon. 50 years of Devo. Fall Out Boy. And Log, another band that we both love and have just realised that I have in the system here. Pennywise, amazing.
That's your ass.
Anyway, right, so the moral of the story is... the moral of the story is it's going to be amazing, but it will be the first festival I've been to in 10 years, and now I'm 41. Lingy, you think I'm too old.
Well, you are. You're jacked. You're amped for this, and I am getting the energy just by you playing those little bits of the songs there about what sort of festival it's going to be. Mm. Let me clear one thing up. I'm not talking about a concert. I'm not talking about where you can go along and be part of the music always. But this type of festival where the pit will be... heaving? Is that a word? Is that the right description?
Surging, yeah.
Surging.
There'll probably be a couple of walls of death.
Yep, exactly. Oh. I have no idea what they are. All I'm saying is at age 41, leave it to those who still can. Leave it to the young ones. It's a 15-plus event. Leave it to the 15 to 32-year-olds, Tommy.
I'm hearing give it to the young ones. Wall of death. I'm gonna lead with my elbow.
Show them what a band to the face feels like. Dave in Leopold, as called. Dave, are you a Cameron Ling agreeer? Is Tom too old to go to Good Things?
No. I reckon he needs to pull his head in.
Come on, Dave. I mean,
I'm all with Tommy. Lead with your elbow, mate, into that wall of death. Absolutely rock out.
Yes. All right. Awesome. Appreciate that, Dave.
Hey, Tony from Cario, please put Tommy back in his place. Tell him he's too old, Tone.
Nah, Lingy, you got the wrong momentum there, mate. If you're playing till you're 41, you'd be a four-time premiership player instead of three-time.
Yes, Tone.
So true.
Tone's on fire.
Going to Port Arlington, Jake the Snake. Morning, mate. Am I too old to go to a music festival now?
Age is just a number. If you feel like you can do it, you can do it.
Yeah, that's right.
In regards to music festivals, yes.
Tone will be... Tommy will be... Sorry, Jake. Tommy will be sitting there in his little... Like, he'll be sitting at the back going, I want to get in there. But he won't be able... He'll be too...
No, he won't. I've seen the man.
So when you were sitting on the sideline when you were playing footy, were you sitting there going, am I too old for this now?
Jakey, it's a good point you make. But I was 31 when I retired, Tommy. You should have retired from music festivals
too.
At 31.
Yeah, all right. I hate that synergy. Michelle in Geelong West, wrap it up for us. Am I too old at 41 to go to a music festival?
Not at all, especially not this one. This is targeted to us, I think, our age group.
Yeah, it is, because it's the nostalgia, isn't it?
Exactly. No, you're definitely not too old. I say go for it.
Thanks, Michelle, though. If you go, would you be right in amongst the pit, or are you standing at the back?
No, I wouldn't stand near the back. I wouldn't be at the front. I'd just kind of just do my own thing and have fun, enjoy it.
I love at the pit where you run in, you punch someone in the back and then you run off.
I've always done that.
Just jump in a second, jump on someone's shoulders and then you're like, yeah!
That was you at Soundwave. That was me you punched.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.